Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Today on the Well One Connection podcast, I am really excited to welcome back Levi Curie, Executive Director for the HRMC Foundation. Thanks for joining me, Levi.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so it's been a while since we chatted. We've had lots going on this summer, but we're looking forward to a couple of our big fundraising events coming up soon.
Yeah, it is a big month for us. At the end of the month, on August 31st, we have the 42nd Andes Road Race, our 5K and 10K that goes to support our dialysis unit here in town. And then on the following Saturday, on September 7th, we have the Humanitarian Golf Tournament, 18-hole golf tournament at Broadland Creek and at the Country Club. That goes to just support our general fund and support our mission throughout the year.
Yeah, super exciting. Two Saturdays in a row of great opportunities to do some fundraising. So first, chat with us about Andes. I think we have some upcoming deadlines to get registered to save a few dollars on registration. What are the deadlines for sign up there, and how does someone go about signing up?
Yeah, so you can go to HuronRegional.org/Andes, and that'll get you to the link to sign up. Currently, to register for either the 5K or the 10K, it is $40. And on Friday, that price bumps up to $50, and it's $50 through the day of the event. So if you want to save that $10 to get registered, I would encourage you to jump on this week and get signed up. We do have both tank tops and hooded long sleeve shirts available. We actually are past the deadline to guarantee a size, but the sooner you get on there and register, the better chance we can get you the shirt of your choice and the size of your choice.
Yeah, so that sounds great. Really exciting. So tell us a little bit about what happens at Andes. What are some of the benefits? Okay, so first question I have is there food? Because that's always super important, right? And then what is the premise of Andes, or kind of what happens during the day?
Yeah, so Andes Road Race takes place. It's traditionally the Saturday of Fair Weekend. We have the race out at Memorial Park. We start registering people at 7 a.m. or actually you can come to the foundation office on the 30th on Friday and pick up your packet and register then. And then the race kicks off at 8 a.m. We have a 5K, a 10K. We have the Harvey Gleick Memorial Walk, or we have do have opportunities. It is a sanctioned cross-country race as well. So if you're a cross-country runner, you can get on there and register for just $5 to participate in the cross-country part of it. So we kick off at 8 a.m., run kind of the route through Memorial Park there, and we do have breakfast burritos available. We have kind of a breakfast burrito buffet. We have fruit, water, Gatorade, coffee, all kinds of good stuff. So it's a really fun event. We do pay out prizes in the different age groups, as well as an overall for male and female. And then we do some fun door prizes, some raffles, stuff like that. So it's a fun event for the whole family on the morning of fair. And another plus is we do have the state fair as a sponsor of ours. So they do provide free gate passes for all participants. So another little benefit there if you're going to come out and run.
Yeah, what an awesome time and great for everybody, from people who just want to leisurely walk around the lake to those competitors that are gunning for those prizes in their divisions. So sounds like a great time, Levi. We're really excited. I hear there's a few people training for this that maybe have not run before. Do we have some local celebrities running with us?
You know, we do. We have a number of our physicians that are actually participating. Dr. Lowen, Dr. Tony Lowen, Dr. Vince Oisler, Dr. Vince Oyler, and Dr. Kristen Hughes will all be participating in the event. They'll be out running. So, and then our own Taryn Oyler of our foundation board, who is our star dance teacher. She's going to be participating in it as well. So,
yeah, so great time to come out and enjoy that and have some fun competition as well. So again, encourage everybody to do that. Again, Levi, that is August 31st, correct? Saturday, starting at 8 a.m.?
Saturday, August 31st at 8 a.m. That's correct.
Awesome. Okay. So switching gears a little bit from running to golfing. Tell us about the Humanitarian Golf Tournament, if you would.
Yeah, so we have our annual Humanitarian Golf Tournament. It is an 18-hole scramble, four-person teams. We're doing, I believe, the back nine at the country, or excuse me, the back nine at Broadland, and then the country club as well. We are starting a little earlier this year. We'll be registration will open at 8, and we'll be teeing off at 9. We're just doing that based on some feedback we've heard on our previous tournaments. So. Get started a little earlier and finish up a little earlier too. So we will have a lot of fun out at that tournament. We have some fun games and we will have our golf ball launcher out there that if for anybody that played at our Golfing for a Cause tournament earlier in the summer, we will have that back out there. And we kind of cap it all off with awards and a meal at the end of the day. So should be a really good time, a lot of fun, and hope to see everybody out there.
Yeah. So if I want to register for that, I have a foursome put together, how do I go about, turning in that registration or getting signed up for that event?
Yeah. So if you go to, hrmcfoundation.org, and go to our events page, you'll see the Humanitarian Golf Tournament there. And there is a link to the registration page through there. Otherwise, you can give me a call at 605-353-6319, or you can send me an email address at, or excuse me, send me an email at lcarry@huronregional.org.
Wonderful. Well, we're really excited for these two upcoming opportunities to fundraise for the HRMC Foundation and to get together and have a little fun with fellow community members. And then Levi, what, you know, after this, you know, the dancing has been all the rage, so I can't help but mention it because we probably have a dance class coming up in September and maybe October as well. I'm not sure if you have dates outlined yet, but, you know, maybe there's a little teaser about that.
Absolutely. So we do have our September dance class scheduled. Don't have registration open yet, but we'll get that turned around here. But Tuesday, September 17th, we are going to be doing a couples salsa class at Top Floor Events. Registration for that is $50 per couple, includes some hors d'oeuvres, and there will be a cash bar as available as well. All proceeds for that go to the general fund. I tell you what, we had, I think, 50 for the jitterbug class in July, and we had 60 for line dancing in August. So we are kind of getting to the point where we're going to have to limit registration on those because they have been so popular. So I would encourage you to check our special events page or check our Facebook page for information on that. And then I don't have a date for October yet, but I think what we're looking at doing for October is some Halloween themed line dancing. So we can you can come out and get your thriller on and we'll have some other fun things lined up in October as well. So I would encourage you to bookmark our events page on hrmcfoundation.org. And follow us on Facebook so you get all that information the second we have it.
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks for keeping these fun events flowing, Levi. We'll look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds good. Thanks again for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.